So today it is our environmental prayer focus, and we are going to be praying about the weather forecasters, the channels, the earthquakes, and the park fire. So what app or website or news channel do you go to for the latest weather predictions? How accurate are they? Can they be perfectly accurate, or is God able to override what happens to the weather since He created the world? Are we more inclined to listen to one over the other because of personalities, the way the website is mapped out, or simply because it is government operated? Well, we've listed several that we have found that are more accurate. Some are somewhat accurate, and let you decide. And then we also included the National Weather Service that is government operated. Did you feel the earthquake that was centered just north of Barstow this week? So Barstow experienced a 4.9 earthquake, and it was only 7.3 kilometers deep, which is not very deep for an earthquake. It was followed by two after it, a 3.5 and a 2.7 on the Richter scale. Many people felt it as far as Los Angeles, which is 115 miles away. For not a deep earthquake, it caused a sense of rolling and shock. And they remind us that those of us living in Southern California, we need to prepare in the event we have a larger one, a possibly more devastating one. So there are several websites that we've linked on, the USGS.gov and the Earthquake Preparedness. And then the park fire, even though it's not in our county, it is the largest in our state at the moment. And as of this recording, it's only 12% contained. 5 structures have been damaged and 109 structures were destroyed. It is affecting 370,000 acres in 4 counties, Butte, Plumas, Shasta, and Tehama. So let's stop and pray for the weather forecasters, for the earthquake predictors, and the planners for catastrophes, these types. And also let's pray for the containment of the park fire. So, Father, we lift up, first of all, we lift up the weather predictors and forecasters. We pray, God, that they will share what they know based on the research and the findings and the tools that they have, that they won't hype it up and be fear mongers, that they will share things in a logical, calm way so as not to get people all riled up, but to go out and prepare as needed, depending whether it's heat, whether it's the air quality, whether it's the winds, whether it's the storms, a potential tsunami warning, an earthquake prediction, whatever it is, Father, we pray, or fires, God, we pray that, or rain and thunderstorms and lightning and all the things that can come with weather. There are so many, and hailstones, and we can keep going. But Father, we pray that they would be honest. We also pray, God, for their salvation and that they would want to do the truth. We pray for the people that are planning for the catastrophes, that from any of these things, from fire, from earthquakes, from tsunamis, from any issue, flooding. We pray, God, that you would grant them divine wisdom on how to prevent people from getting killed and to empower them to find things to help them protect their homes, their animals, and their livelihoods themselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We also pray, God, for the park fire. We lift up all those working on it. We pray for them to have extreme wisdom, divine ideas, creative ways to contain it and to stop it from spreading anymore and from destroying any more structures. We pray that no more people will get injured or suffer any harm. And we also pray, God, that people will use wisdom. For the person who started it, God, we pray that he will reap the consequences for his intentional actions. And we also pray, God, that they will be able to send him to jail and get the consequence for what he needs. But we also pray it would send a message to any other arson out there that would want to try to set fire to any area in our state and especially in our county. And we pray for a hedge of protection around it in the mighty name of Jesus.